Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We're very excited. We got a guest in studio on a Friday. I'm so excited to talk to Justin Royce, RoyceEmpire.com, starring at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. And there is a movie that's coming out soon that we started talking about a few months ago, Jenna, when we first heard about it.
Oh, the movie about the town here in Connecticut?
Bridgeport.
Oh,
Bridgeport,
yeah.
The movie. Justin, right. Welcome.
I'm happy to be here. I'm glad you guys were, you know, speaking about it. It's something that it is a long time coming, but I'm glad we're going to be able to show it to the people of Connecticut and in Bridgeport too. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, when we first started seeing like the articles and posts popping up that you guys were filming and it was about Bridgeport, like we got really excited about it. But give us a little bit about your background. So You're from Bridgeport, obviously, right?
Right, yeah, I'm from Bridgeport. I did a lot of creative work down in Houston. Mm-hmm. And the first movie that I'm actually coming out with, called Dead in a Day, on November 27th, I actually started that one first. And then when I got back, I'm like, hey, I got to do something for the hometown.
Nice.
So once I got home, I kind of coordinated a few schedules. I got in touch with Jamal Willard, who's a big star on a few platforms. A lot of people know him from the Biggie movie. And he was down. So nice. We got together. I got a couple of my friends, a couple actors, and put the production together.
I love the casual. Like, oh, he just worked on something, you know, called the Biggie movie. But that is fantastic. I think that's a lot of fun for the city of Bridgeport as well. What are we kind of going to get from the movie? Is it covering the history of the city? Is it someone's personal story?
Yeah, so Bridgeport the movie is purely a drama. It's a inner city drama, urban drama. It kind of marries the two of, like, I guess the kind of stereotypical urban drama with, you know, just a pursuit of a businessman. Mm-hmm. And kind of, you know, everybody has their little duality of, you know, what route to go and, you know, how to necessarily react to certain situations. And he's been forced to be in certain situations that he has to make great decisions in. And, you know, we like to marry the different topics of what's kind of going on specifically in Connecticut.
I think that's interesting. It's like Bridgeport is the epic backdrop to this guy's story. And what is driving him to do the things he does? That's so cool.
It's like I'm trying to skate around giving away the exact
thing that's going on.
Yeah, no spoilers.
But when you see it, you'll start to understand. We really use the Bridgeport backdrop and the setting in order to kind of push the movie forward. But it's not a documentary. It's not anything that happened in real life. But the people of Bridgeport will start to see certain hints and things like that as we nod to the place we're shooting in.
That is cool. Could you ever find yourself doing some type of documentary style movie about the city?
Actually, a lot of people thought it was a documentary at first.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think, like, you know what, maybe we might need one.
Yeah.
Maybe Bridgeport water areas and other areas in Connecticut. So we'll see what our production schedule looks like for 2025. And, you know, we might be able to pencil it in.
A little sneak peek right there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And I'll get your name in the credits.
And how much of the movie was shot in Bridgeport? Was it all of it? Some of it?
So a lot of the movie was shot in Bridgeport. There were some scenes and certain aspects that the aesthetic kind of forced us to shoot in other areas surrounding it.
Sure.
But this movie, Bridgeport the movie, is 100% in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And then Dead in a Day is a mix of about 60% Connecticut and 40% Houston.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And when it came to casting, did you have to find people here? Were they from all over the country? So, you know, to find the different people in the roles?
Yeah, that's a great question. So with casting, I've kind of built a Rolodex of people for different roles based upon, you know, some student films and other things that I've been doing over the past, I'd say, maybe 10 years. So casting wasn't too hard. And once they realized that I was going to be filming locally, I got like an outpour of support from people in and around Bridgeport.
Nice.
And then also, obviously, once you get a big star like Jamal Willard involved, you start to get a little bit more interest. So we got some people that were interested all over the country. And then we kind of narrowed it down based upon our needs for the film.
Awesome.
Gotcha. Yeah. Nice.
How long did it take from you having the idea or the idea coming up about to do the movie to where you're at now, where it's going to premiere soon?
So those are one of the questions you think about in the shower before you go. Because you're like, okay, how do I answer that?
Yeah.
Right.
So it's kind of like two ways you could go about it. The real answer is probably all the way up until this point, as long as I've been doing
things creatively. Yeah, you've always wanted,
What I like to do is I write different scenes and different scenarios that are interesting that may just come to me, you know, maybe just throughout the day. And I like to marry it or include it into the broader script. I knew for sure, however, that Bridgeport the movie and the specific aspects of how this movie was going to be made was going to happen once I got back from Houston earlier this year. So it's kind of like a two-part answer in the sense that, yeah, I've been doing it my whole life, and also production started in June.
Yeah, like the actual getting the cameras on the ground.
Right, cameras on the ground as soon as I touched back down to Connecticut. I'm like, okay, it's time to go.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Are you the type of creative that you find a story in everything and you kind of start? You could be sitting in a coffee shop and it's like, ooh, that's a story right there. 100%. Who's this character? Yeah. Where are they going? Yeah.
I feel like you kind of might be too.
But it drives me crazy.
It literally does. Because you're sitting there too much. Okay, this is like...
it's a little overwhelming. Yeah.
Now my notes is like full of just random scenarios I got to organize.
Yeah. What was it like balancing kind of the two projects? Because it sounds like they were kind of developing around the same time.
Yes. So I actually paired up with a couple of people that were in Houston in order to get the first movie done chronologically. And they did everything on the Houston side. And then I just prioritized Bridgeport.
Nice.
I was in communication with Jamal for a little while because he's in both movies. Wanted to make sure that everything made sense when he was able to come. I wanted to make sure there was a specific media day for him, etc. So that was my whole priority. And then, you know, there was a couple of more scenes that were necessary in order to finish the first movie. We made sure that we took care of that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Nice. And so let us know, when can people see the movie? How can they see it? When does it come out?
So right now, if you go to RoyceEmpire.com, and I want to give you guys a promo code. It's called *99. How about that?
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So
*99, 10% off. You could actually watch Dead in a Day. You can pre-order right now. It comes with a free t-shirt. And that's going to be on November 27th. It's going to be pay-per-view. You could just go directly to my website. We'll send you the link and you can watch it on whatever device or medium you would like.
Nice.
And then Bridgeport the movie, I need everybody there. That's going to be at the Klein Memorial, December 27th. I know after Christmas, you're going to have a little Christmas money. You're going to have a nice little Christmas fit. I want everybody to show up and, watch and enjoy the movie. We're going to be playing it at the Klein Memorial on December 27th at 7 p.m.
That's fun. That'll be a nice little premiere, like an in-person premiere. That's awesome.
In-person premiere. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then after that, we have the network. So we're in communication with them now.
Oh, awesome. Nice. So RoyceEmpire.com is where they can get the pay-per-view stuff.
Yep, RoyceEmpire.com. You can get pay-per-view. You can get merch. You could get sneak peeks, promo codes. I'm doing everything through that one site.
That's perfect. Great.
And we're going to share this as a podcast at star99.com. So we'll include all the links and all the websites as well.
Yes.
Justin, thank you so much, man. This is so interesting. You know, it's so cool to have a movie coming out about our city of Bridgeport.
Yeah.
So it's really neat to be set in Bridgeport. Like, it's awesome. And best of luck with the other project, too, and all your stuff going forward.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you guys' time. And, you know, hopefully for next year, we got some more stuff. Maybe even a documentary. Who knows?
Right. This could have been the start of the idea. There you go. All right. Justin Roy, starring in 9.9, Kevin and Jenna. Thanks so much.
Perfect.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.